quack, 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 quack.
The Mighty Ducks, the show where we normally look back at the Mighty Ducks trilogy 5 minutes at a time. But today, I have a special show going on for MMX at home. But first thing first, I can't do it by myself. So, that isn't supposed to happen. Alright. So, first of all, I have an all-star team here. Work with me. First of all, someone who I've been working with for over 7 years, usually on the Pixel Show. He has been on this show twice, now for the third time.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. You got to see that's how I dream to be. I dream I move, I move. I dream I move. Like, if I could be like,
Mike on this show. Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you, Blake?
Good. It's weird playing that on this show.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I haven't heard it in a little while. I thought the theme songs ran away for a little bit.
What it is you haven't been on the show. You just call in. Your music's still there. On the post, so.
I'm there in memory. Like.
Yeah, so. But also, making your fourth appearance on D5, making your relief appearance in season two. And also making a really good appearance here.
Oh, put me in the cold. I'm ready to play. Today. Put me in the cold. I'm ready to play. Today. Look at me. I can be.
Over between Kirti and Callahan. Kirti, how you doing?
Hello, I am overwhelmed by the music going on.
This is the difference between someone who's been on my mid-show and who hadn't.
Gotcha.
Nice having a theme song, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, here's what we're doing. As part of Movies by Minutes at Home, the convention, we are going to be watching a video that I've only seen one of the time. I don't know if you guys have. It is the Mighty Ducks opening ceremony from their first game ever back in 1993. Mike, I'll throw it to you first. Have you ever even heard about this ceremony?
I've only seen a couple clips because actually a couple weeks ago on YouTube, I don't even know why I looked it up, but they have something on there that has like the opening and the first goal of like every expansion team. Except for like the great expansion, but I was watching that just because I think it was during quarantine, so I just really missed hockey, and I only saw clips of it, so I know a little bit of what to expect, but I didn't see the whole thing.
Hey, how much of that video was as big as Golden Knights and their 27 minute intro they do for every single game?
I think they really only showed maybe like 30 seconds to 45 seconds of the intro, and then
okay.
They showed like the replay of like the first ever goal.
Okay.
That's what the whole video was.
Okay. Tierney, you have a clue what you're going to get stuff into with this.
I feel like I watched this a very long time ago.
Okay.
Like when you proposed this, I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that. And then as we were setting up, I was like, actually, I have no recollection of this at all.
So, just for everybody to know, I did an episode of All About the Mouse Beat the Pocket, where we talk about the entire history of the Mighty Ducks, including how did you purchase them, yada, 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 over, and I'll put the link up in the show notes, so I'm going to have to go through all that here. But it's like a year and a half saga that came after the first Mighty Ducks movie. But this game happens after D2, because the Arrowhead Pond debuted in D2. So, and now I thought it was important to do this here, because in D3, they referenced the Mighty Ducks. So, so it's fitting to do this here. So, on my screen over here, I'm going to bring up the video. And there we go. Boom.
Oh, what a freeze frame.
Well, I got to thank YouTube for that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me expand this so I can see all of, I can see you guys on my screen.
I assume an episode of Doom Patrol is about to start.
All right. I'm going to press play. And here we go. You tell me when you want to stop, because weird things are going to happen.
Promises, promises.
Public address announcer Denny Seeger to start pre-game ceremonies from the Arrowhead Pond of Anaheim. Esteemed hockey fans, it is good to best buy.
I went to Beauty and the Beast on Ice, actually.
It's so weird.
That's feels it. Very familiar.
That's the city of Anaheim.
Why are we doing it?
I'll have to dig out some pictures.
I did not see this part.
Wrong movie!
Yeah, you know what? Beauty and the Beast probably came out like right before.
Yeah,
this.
No, this was.
Yeah, that's
this was right in the
yeah
wheelhouse.
Oh, they should have waited like a year or two. They would have had like Mufasa and people out there. Yeah. Like, that would have been so much better.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, have Scar come out in the opposing team's jersey. Yeah. That's
I don't remember this song from Beauty and the Beast.
I don't know what's going on now.
I can only think of Slapshot when they're talking about the ice skater. Oh dear. I feel bad. I'm sure these people worked very hard and are excellent at their craft, and it's just not coming across in. Is that a Tron outfit?
Oh, you know what? I hope.
It's so weird.
Either that or they thought it was going to be a green screen and they were going to edit someone in and they're like wearing those suits.
I don't know. That looks a lot like a Tron outfit.
Oh, this is still the orgasm. It's just added a target for some reason.
God.
You know, this makes the biggest hole in life look pain.
Oh, I feel the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
This is 1993. Yep. Keep that in mind. This
is the color thing. Palette.
This is a whole thing that you can't keep with. It's ridiculous. Like, how is this your body?
What's
funny to me?
It's
like,
this
is
like
the food of what we get now with TV and Ice.
Yeah.
I did see TV and Ice. It's just for reporting. They were fantastic. But, not when I want to go to a hockey game. I didn't expect this to happen.
Yeah.
The pretty part is,
it's not even great to see that happen.
If we could thank goodness that this was not the first time California had hockey, at least, because like this would have been like really detrimental to the sport in the area.
Yeah, no, what year was it? 90210 did a whole storyline where Brandon could have been a professional hockey player, but his parents didn't want him, like, they wanted him to have a normal childhood. It would have been right around this time.
That's funny.
Possibly, yeah.
There was, like, a whole, like, story arc about hockey on Beverly Hills 90210 that definitely impacted on me.
Oh, well, they're letting you know, on screen, they have a lyric of song.
Like, oh, hey, there's your logo.
We're just a few minutes into the video and we're finally seeing the logo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're here for.
Right, hockey.
Wait. What is this? What is this vehicle driving out of the
They didn't own Star Wars yet.
Yeah, they had Star Tours. They've always been weirdly associated. Okay, there we go. That's a better look.
The mighty Iceman come. The what?
Iceman?
They unleash him the duck? Oh, no.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, dear.
For someone on the audio side, this guy just came out of a vehicle in worst case state to the car. I don't know. I can't roll a tank on. This is obviously pretty well written. Like, obviously. This is a song they won't play in hockey games anymore. Right, Mike? This is a song we've never heard hockey games anymore.
No, yeah, not at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what, why this is a thing. Why is this a thing?
There was a crowd roar. They seemed into it.
Why?
I'm just one of those people rooting for him to fall.
Oh, I was thinking that before. Good call.
I'm not too proud to admit it. No, we are not. Yeah. Get that one out of here.
It was Biden. I didn't pick it up. I love you too. One last chance for this, everybody. Are you ready? One, two, three.
There we go. At least you can hear the crowd. It's always awful when you only hear one person going. There's Wildling.
There's Wildling.
There we go.
All right, that makes me feel better. It makes me feel so much better.
Oh, that 100% looks demonic, though.
The music don't help. I can hear that. I know that song.
Oh, my God. This is an awesome entrance, though. I must say that this is awesome. By the way, I found that on that episode we were talking about. Season 7, episode 17, Peace Off. So there you go.
God.
Is he on backwards? I know it's the same both sides. Okay.
I think the exit is
a duck will destroy us all. Oh, he's got fire.
We're all ducked.
Hey, it's my theme song of the show.
Don't release him. Oh dear, he's loose. You're right, that hockey jersey's very disorientating.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think you have to fix that.
I get why they did it for him, but it's very weird.
I'm just waiting for his head to spin around. Am I forward? Am I backward?
What's weird is his name is not on the
backboard. It's weird today.
Yeah, I feel like that's a normal mascot thing, but I guess they wanted to... not.
I'm so glad I didn't see this before staying at the Mighty Ducks Hotel at Disney World. I would have had nightmares. Because they have that that were like the entrance, you go through the mask.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, hockey players. What a concept.
Hockey player.
And a dancing duck.
For some reason, it's not as creepy what it's all about. Him, though, it's weird.
No.
I don't even know what to say to this. What is it him? I don't get him. At all.
Yeah.
What is it him?
Hey.
Hey, hockey players.
Yeah. I miss hockey.
I do. You know what?
I
love hockey.
Yeah.
I miss going.
Yeah. Did really like Christopher Dennis DeGuardia's like, hey, playing hockey in an empty arena in August is my thing. Back off, NHL.
They're more than hot. NHL, I have to do.
They are a bunch of
wise.
Money, they're bored.
I love watching them for the whole board.
I think yesterday
they said allow not in the building instances and fans.
Yesterday. That was actually
a normal thing.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I look like Banks, by the way. I didn't catch which player that was, but it 100% looked like Banks had just been allowed onto the team for real life.
Oh, don't worry. You won't make it through the season anyway.
It's so normal.
Oh, please layer over Quint's doll's eye speech from Jaws every time they show that mask up close.
I've not heard some of these names in years.
Is anyone even on the 93 Ducks? Those expansion teams are usually pretty... Was he on the 93?
He was in the expansion draft.
Okay.
And I know he's
I can't just tell which song they're playing now.
It's the theme song of our show.
I was like, wait a minute, they stole your music.
They reverse it.
Strike that, reverse it.
Yeah. They're saying,
he's got a fire hockey stick.
Ice! That can't be safe.
That
oddly saved the entire thing.
That crowd, though.
The
crowd is hot.
Oh, yeah.
He's a flamethrower hockey stick, of course.
It's still part of the
top.
Oh my god.
How did he not fall?
Jumping off that thing.
How many times do you think he practiced this?
Yeah.
That outfit.
He probably rehearsed it earlier.
Oh my god,
that was weird.
Brian Hayward, I have a feeling somewhere right now, Merriam-Webster is rewriting the definition of extravaganza.
I
think that's the best explanation for it.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that was fantastic. That was so unexpected. I did not know that was happening. It did. All right, Tierney, your thoughts on what we just watched?
I feel like I need to go get a neon starter jacket and wrap it around myself and dance to synthesizers for the rest of the day. No, seriously, I the fact that I was at Disney Beauty and the Beast on Ice, as well as other Disney on Ices, because at the New Haven Coliseum, RIP, it's really bringing back like the hot pink ski jacket that I was wearing at that. It is so of its time. But like you guys pointed out, it was, look, Disney owns a hockey team, so I guess what did I expect?
Oh my god, that was fun to watch. I'm not gonna lie, that was really fun.
I mean, I just gotta say, and I've always kind of thought this, the Ducks' original jerseys were, like, fire. Like, I loved those jerseys, especially the road jerseys. For some reason, that green and purple, like, I just always enjoyed those early Duck jerseys, and I always love when they bring them back, like, here and there, like, currently. Other than that, like, I totally do get the 90s vibe. Like, my first thing I thought of, which isn't even hockey related, is like a Charlotte Hornets starter jacket, like, for no reason whatsoever. Everyone had them, but no one watched them. Like, I didn't get it, but.
True.
Yeah, right? I feel like everyone knew at least one or two kids with them. And it was like, you name anyone there? No.
No, yeah. I think we had some people in our high school just like that. Keep in mind, we're in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And yet somehow the Charlotte Hornets starter jacket transcended place and time.
I think it was because of like the teal, the and of course the starter jacket mm-hmm. for everything in the 90s. Like I don't even know what ever happened to those. Like those were the jackets.
Yeah, you don't hear starter jackets anymore nowadays. Like there are people like younger listening to the show have no idea what we're talking about. Like I have no idea.
Well, they should learn.
But they were comfy. Warm.
I almost want to put a graphic up in my edit this video for the con. This is what we're talking about. This is Okay. So I looked up starter jacket, and you're going to find this funny, Mike. The first jacket that came up was Charlotte Orner's starter jacket. That was the first
thing. Of course, I see.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
It's its own meme.
Well, it's funny. You say that. With the starter jackets, I understood the Bulls because especially we're in the 90s and they were the team.
Oh, especially, especially at that time.
I had a Devils one.
Yeah.
That made sense. I'm a Devils fan.
Yeah, I had a Penguins one, yeah.
We all had
I never had the jacket, but I have a distinct memory of having a Colorado Rockies lunchbox in the purple when those first came out.
I can imagine that, yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine that
every day.
Nice. So.
And then I got really into, our dog was from South Carolina, so when the Carolina Panthers started up, I had Carolina Panthers everything for a while. And I was in Connecticut, and they were like, what is happening here?
Fair enough. What's funny is, with the Vegas Golden Knights, I have, like, some Vegas stuff upstairs because it's the Golden Knights. I'm like, what, do you like the team? I'm like, they're like my number three. Like, if I'm playing one of my teams, I'm not going to root for them against them, but I do like them. Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's in all sports. I have tears of rooting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have your favorite, and you'll root for them all the time. Then you got the second favorite. You'll root for them versus the other, like, 30 teams. Like, mm-hmm. As long as it's not your team.
Yes, exactly.
You definitely understand that.
Teams you never root for ever, 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 ever.
No.
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
You hope both they lose or they tie.
We're watching the bubble hockey, and I'm like, I don't care what happens as long as the Rangers do not get past this point. I don't want to deal with them in their playoffs. Just get rid of them.
We all saw how that turned out.
Well, hey, the Rangers were out. I don't care. I'm not dealing with that.
I had a crush on a guy who wore a Rangers Gretzky jersey like every day of eighth grade or something like that. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a Rangers fan. And my uncle, who was the one that got us all into Bruins, literally just looked, he's like, no, you're not. And that was the end of the conversation.
Oh man, that's you know what's funny?
Hang on.
I was saying to Mike, the one thing with the Gretzky Ranger thing, I do have a Gretzky bobblehead from his final game. As a Devils fan, I do have that. Like, it's different. So, like, it's a whole different thing. So, all right. Well, that note, I'm going to let everybody get going. So, Mike, you don't have anything to plug, but I'll, because you're on the Blanket Sound Show all the time. But I will tell people, Mike is part of the Blanket Sound Show hockey predictions. They're just like, I feel like once a week right now because the playoffs go by so fast. So go listen to that.
Eventually,
we will sit down and do an NHL award special like we do every single year. I just got to figure out timing with Sal. Schedules are weird. Tierney, why don't you plug where people can find you?
Easiest way is to look up One Steel Sister on social media or on the website.
Plug where people can find you?
Oh, sorry. There was a weird echo loop.
It's okay.
I was like, are you asking me again? Strange. Sorry. So I am One Steel Sister on social media. And if you add a .com after that, you'll find my website. And if you look it up on Patreon, you'll find me there. I do podcasts. I have written a book that is in the process of being published. And so it's been a busy summer, a weird summer. So at least there's a little bit of hockey. The end to kind of ease me back into the fall.
Yeah, and I will say I do enjoy your A League of Their Own podcast.
Which yes. Yes, that's right. Right. I thank you for kicking me off with the wrong sport baseball reference. because doing A League of Their Own this summer really got me through a lot of the weirdness with baseball this summer.
So true. So true. But hey, it's been fun to listen to. Not going to lie. I do look forward to listening to it on Fridays.
Yeah. And for people who don't know, it's A League of Their Own one inning at a time because shockingly, we're not the only podcast that talks about that movie.
All right. On that note, this is part of the Movie by Minutes community, Movies by Minutes at Home. Thank you all for watching and listening. Thank you so much for enjoying the show. I hope you enjoyed this, right? I hope the audio quality was all right. We had some issues, obviously, jumping in and out. It was weird streaming a video while doing this. And, of course, Tierney had to go in and out doing her thing. So thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoy the rest of the con. I'm going to try to be back again during this hiatus for one more show. If not, I'll be back next season for season 3, talking about D3, the Mighty Ducks. Till then, thank you to Mike. Thank you to Tierney. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy the rest of the con. Have a good day, everybody.
And when everyone says it can't be done, ducks fly together.